Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a slight development in the Senate race in Wisconsin. This is one of the seats we got to pick up, because we're defending some vulnerable seats in Georgia, Arizona, and elsewhere. And the Republicans are defending vulnerable seats in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and elsewhere. But we've got to win this one. Ron Johnson has been shilly-shallying around, saying he might run, he might not run. But he said some things publicly that lead everybody to believe he won't. Said he hasn't accomplished much in 12 years out there. Said he wouldn't run if he thought he couldn't win or the best one to win. He doesn't think he can. That's devastating things to say. He's also the guy who poo-pooed the insurrection, just a bunch of fellas letting off steam and attacked Black Lives Matter, and who were not violent. And then he also won't get vaccinated, is anti-masker, anti-vaxxer, had an anti-vaxxer forum over in La Crosse with people saying how bad the vaccine is. The guy is not representing Wisconsin. He's not representing America. He also attacked the FBI and the CIA, said he doesn't trust them, even though he's the chair of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security for the Senate when he said it. Now, there's a guy named Rick Scott. He's the senator from Florida, had been the governor. He's the guy that took the fifth in front of a grand jury about a Medicare fraud scheme that his company was indicted for and paid a massive fine. He was the head guy, so they take him and they say, are you a Medicaid thief? Did you steal money from Medicare? And he goes, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. Fifth Amendment stuff. Fiverr. He didn't say, no, I didn't. He said it might incriminate him if he did say it. So he runs for governor of Florida. And they like that, apparently, Medicare fraud action down there. They like that Fifth Amendment action. They voted for him. Now he's in the Senate. Moscow Mitch made him the head of the Democrat of the Republican Senate campaign committee to raise money. And he was in Hales Corners, suburb of Milwaukee, with Scott Walker just now. What is Scott Walker doing? I mean, this is, you know, a vampire comes out of the grave. I mean, what is this? But he's there talking about the economy. He doesn't have a clue about the economy, obviously, but, you know, worried about inflation, he says, and all this business. Ron Johnson was interviewed, and he said he believes from conversations that Ron Johnson will run next year. Ron Johnson was dispirited because he hasn't done anything and he doesn't think he can win, but he likes the taste of the Senate. He likes swaggering down polished hallways and being a big man in everybody's eyes, and doing what he can to pander to the Trump cult. Remember, when he attacked the election, said it was a crooked election, all that kind of stuff, he got a call that was recorded, and he did not know it was being recorded, from a guy who was the former Republican chairman of Brown County in Wisconsin. And the guy said, look, come on, Ron, you know that that's baloney. You know that that election wasn't rigged. And Ron said, and he's taped, he goes, yeah, I know that, but if I say that, I'm dead with the Trump base. I know that, but if I say that, I'm dead with the Trump base. Now, how was it recorded without Ron Johnson knowing it? Because Wisconsin is a one-party state legally. Under Wisconsin law, you can record a telephone conversation if one party agrees, even if the other party doesn't know. And the one party is you, so you go ahead and record it. In Pennsylvania and other states that are two-party states, that would be a felony. So I don't recommend doing it ever. You don't know who you're talking to. If you called in Illinois and did it, that's a two-party state felony. Be very careful. Don't do it. The one group of people who can't do it, lawyers. Lawyers are prohibited by the rules of professional conduct from taping conversations unless the other party knows it's taped. It's an ethical violation. But Ron Johnson was legally taped saying that he knew that the election was fine, but he was doing it because he was afraid of being wiped out by the Trump base. So what do we do about this? We have 11 candidates new candidate popped up yesterday, a guy named Olakara. I had not heard of him, and he got up and he, you know, said some things. And so now we have 11. We have 11. There's going to be a big sorting out period. Big sorting out period. The primary is in August of 2022. It's a year away. A little under a year away. Beginning of August 2022. Filing deadline isn't until the spring. Then they have to circulate nomination papers for signatures. And people pop up here and there saying things, and that's fine. So pay attention. Pick a candidate, get to know them, go on their websites. I'm not going to read all 11 names. You want to know all 11 names? Google them. Who's running for the Senate? But I'll tell you what, if Ron Johnson is, that is good and bad. The good is he's very well known as being a bad senator, and he's done bad things and said bad things, so he should be easy to run against. The bad thing is he's the incumbent, and sometimes incumbents have an edge because the average person doesn't follow the news and they recognize the name and whatever. So the rest of our people have to get up their name recognition. Okay, one thing I'm very proud of, Luke, you had an observation. I see you there. You have a lot to talk about. What's on your mind, Luke?
Well, just on that note, I mean, Marquette's most recent poll had Senator Ron Johnson 25. It was close to 25%. I don't believe it was exactly one quarter. Don't quote me on that. But it's close to 25% of Wisconsinites don't have an opinion of the senator. So I think that's pretty wild. I think is it down to 10 now, though, even with Olakara, because State Senator Chris Larson has dropped out of the race? I know I saw reporting yesterday it's up to 11, but I thought with Senator Larson out, it would still be 10. But
right, Larson dropped out, but the WISN, I saw the piece. It had 10 pictures.
Okay.
And then it had Olakara giving his announcement. So, you know, there's a guy in Franklin I never heard of. You know, there's a Vietnamese restaurant owner in Appleton. You know, guys are just announcing. Remember something. They do not have to collect signatures to do anything. All they got to do is announce and file a form. You can download that form. You can announce. Problem
that's
is,
not, that's not happening. That,
yeah, Luke, announce. No, the problem is, Luke, you got to file financial statements. It's a crime if you don't. And you got to do it by September 30th. And then you got to do eventually your personal net worth. So don't go doing it, guys, unless you want to get into some paperwork.
Fun fact, Matt, I can't I can't announce. I won't be 30 by the time that election happens. So I'm not eligible for the U.S. Senate yet.
When do you turn 30?
A couple years still.
Oh, a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, Joe Biden was 29 when he ran, but he turned 30 in December. So the election, he was 29 in November of 72. All you got to do is be 30 when you're sworn in. He was sworn in the following week.
Yes. Yeah.
No, but I mean, you know, you look extremely mature in a good way.
Thank you.
A good
Thank
way.
You. I appreciate
You could easily
that.
Be in the Senate. Quite frankly, if you were in the Senate, we would be blessed. Believe me. I look at some of those characters. How the hell did Rand Paul get in the Senate?
I have no idea. What I'm excited for is seeing some of the names that are going to come up for lieutenant governor and treasurer and things like that for the other statewide offices. Because we got a lot of people running for U.S. Senate, but I'll be looking to see who's running for LG and state treasurer.
Right. And guess what, guys? If you're thinking of it, advertise on Devil Radio, because you are going to get a beeline to all the progressives in the state. And the Ojibwe tribe is now weighing in on the corrupt wolf harvest that this guy Pren is pushing through, which is a nasty, wrong thing to do. Good for them. Good for you, Ojibwe. Okay, coming to the end of the show. Great call and stand by for great programming. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. Cause me and Stevie C, we're gonna be sitting on the fucking sound.